Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers. Yes, you read that right. April's astrology is absolutely uncategorically once in a lifetime unhinged. Let's get into what all of this means and how you can actually work with it because Aries energy is pretty intense. You might be feeling really restless. You might be feeling like you have a lot of energy to expend. You might be feeling that wired but tired situation. But whoever scheduled this month's astrology was either a genius or completely unhinged. And honestly, I think it's both because we have everything. Aries energy is absolutely on literal fire this month, and it is turning so many things over. And what I was visualizing last night as I was laying in bed and parts of my life are burning down in great ways, I was like, this is the crisp. This is the absolute utter burn down of where I'm at right now so that I can rise like the phoenix, so that I can create something new. And you know those seeds that can only bloom once they've been through a fire? That is exactly what this energy is giving you right now. And if you are dragging your feet, if you are hesitating on making decisions, if you are not sure which direction to go, do not let this energy pass you by because this is once in a lifetime. This is the beginning of something that is going to be so major, of cycles that are going to be running for many, many years going forward. And if you miss this opportunity, this magic carpet ride, this blast off, this rocket ship, then you're going to be dragged. And I say that with love because I'm a Taurus and because I love tough love. But you also have to really understand that we are given these tickets in life in astrology. And when we say, I'm coming, when we check in, show up for the flight, and board, we are taken to parts unknown that we could never even possibly imagine on our own. And when we miss the flight, when there's a delay, when we're packing for too long and we wait too long to leave the house and whatever, we miss something that could change our lives for so long to come. And when I had an astrology reading with Colin Bedell, I'll link him below, absolutely love him, of Queer Cosmos last year in August, I want to say, he was like, yeah, all of these things are going to happen. And then in April, everything's going to change and turn, and you are going to blast off into this new stratosphere that is going to last until you're 50. And I was like, holy shit, until I'm 50? Like, that's so long. And then I was like, oh, wait, I'm turning 40 in May. So a decade. But like in my head, I was like, wow, 50's up there, right? So if this is lasting me until 50, that's going to be amazing. So look at your chart, do all of the things, but listen to the rest of this episode because we are getting into so much of how this month is going to categorically forever change your life. Fire season is fully loaded. So let's get into a couple dates that are really prominent this month in April, and then we'll move into something really major happening with Uranus that is literally going to change your life. So we're in Aries season now. It started March 15th, March 20th with the equinox, and we are seeing how all of the things that were happening last year are actually starting to take hold. So like all of the astrology that changed last year, all outer planets change signs. There's so much zero degree energy. Those planets are now starting to move. So we are starting to see what it actually looks like to live in this new reality. And after the astrological new year on March 20th with Aries season, the start of the pioneer, the one who just goes and gets it and doesn't ask questions. And it's very much a shoot first, ask questions, maybe never. You don't know where you're going, but you know that you're going. And that is Aries energy packaged up perfectly. They don't necessarily need a destination. They just need to go. And this movement is taking you. So on April 1st, the very beginning of the month, we have a full moon in Libra. And this is asking you to balance. And Libra is the sign of partnerships, of togetherness, of two things coming together. And Aries is the individual. Aries is I am, whereas Libra is we are. We are doing this together. So with the full moon in Libra, with the sun in Aries, Aries wants to charge forward solo. And Libra says, but what are you, who are you doing this and why? Where are you going? Who are you bringing with you? Relationship check, partner check, what do I actually do versus what I am going for and what people are going to check me on. This is a really important moon to look at your relationships and how they are impacting your life, your energy, your everything. And this is all relationships, not just romantic ones, platonic, work, career, your friendships, your parents, your sisters, your brothers, like all of the people in your life. How are you communicating? How is this working out? And anything that's been out of balance in your relationships gets lit up here, because that's what full moons do. They are the perfect time to do shadow work because everything is illuminated and nothing can hide in the dark. And if you haven't done your Chiron Astro Shadow Report, it's linked down below. And especially with this Aries energy being so combative in a sense, but only because it's showing you what you need to see and maybe you have resistance, this is the best time to do shadow work. Of course, always when it's dark and in the fall and winter, but when things are really illuminated and the energy is wild, it's a beautiful time to do shadow work because things that have gone unseen are now unmissable. You can't unsee them. And now they are blindingly in the light. They're quivering in the corner being like, who turned all of these lights on? I don't want to be seen. This is the great time to see it. So grab your free report down below. It tells you exactly what your shadow is based on your astrology. It will rock you in the best way. It is so insane. So do your shadow work this month, especially around your relationships. And then on April 9th, we have Mars entering Aries. And this is Mars's home sign. This is Aries is Mars's ruling planet, or is the ruling planet of Aries. It's coming home. This is a homecoming. This is a really nice energy where Mars feels very at home, very empowered, very ready to go. And it's operating on all cylinders. And we have all planets direct all of April. There's no retrogrades until May 6th. So for the entire month of April, no retrogrades, nothing spinning backwards, nothing holding you back, nothing asking you to stop and reflect and pause and take a look before you actually go. Like, this is the best Aries energy to have with all planets direct. But the catch with Mars and Aries is it also makes everyone a little combustible. You might feel a little tense, a little prickly, a little quick to react. And this is real. The impatience is real. The I will do this right now or die energy is very real. So have a little bit of a governor on yourself in the sense that if you're tired, take a nap. I just ate lunch and then took a very nice nap, mandatory nap. One of those times where you're like, I just need this, and my eyes are closing as I'm like just surrendering. So yes, go for it. Yes, allow this Mars and Aries energy to push you forward into all of this magic, but also rest when you need it, because that is going to help you actually have the energy to do the thing that you want to do. And then we have Mars conjuncting Neptune in Aries on April 12th. So Neptune is now in Aries. This is all of this Aries energy. And this is the wild card of the month, because Mars is drive and action. And Neptune is dreams and fog and the mystical. And together in Aries, they can be genuinely inspired. Like your highest vision, your highest self, the dream that you want to create, that you want to do, it suddenly has legs. All of these doors start opening. The path starts clearing. You start realizing, this could really fucking happen. Like, what if it all worked out? Or you can get lost in the delusional momentum. The idea that you're doing so much. It's like, for me, this is how I feel when I drink caffeine. Like, internally, I'm like doing so much. I'm doing all this thing. I'm thinking about all this stuff. I'm figuring all these things out. But like externally on paper, like I've done nothing. So don't get trapped in that cycle, that little bit of a cyclone with Neptune. And then adding to these Aries energy on April 14th, we have Mercury entering Aries. Mercury is the fastest planet. It moves the quickest. So, and it rules the mind and technology and travel. Your mind speeds up. Your mouth speeds up. This is a signal of decisiveness. You are going to be sure, you're going to be clear, and paired with this Aries energy, you are going to go. But if you're impulsive, that can spell trouble too. So think before you send the text, think before you say the thing, and allow yourself to take that quick pause, that quick breath, check in with your center, with knowing if this is right for me, or am I just being impulsive? Do I feel like I just need to get this off my chest, or is this really the right thing to say right now? And then Chiron is coming in, my lovely Chiron, making all of the moves in your shadow, in your wounds. The wounded healer is Chiron, and this is why my shadow report is based on Chiron in your astrology, so that you get directly to your deepest wound. And my personal favorite, and probably the most under-talked about event of the month, the Sun meets Chiron, the wounded healer, in a moment of direct illumination. So Chiron in Aries is your wound around identity, courage, and the right to exist as yourself. And that is so major during Aries season and this spring where we're coming out of the darkness, we're being into the light. We're like, who am I now? What do I represent? What do I want to put out into the world? How do I want to be seen? How do I want to be held? How do I want to show up? And how do I want to lead? Where do I want to take people? And what is it about all of that that makes me uncomfortable, that makes me feel like I'm not worthy, that makes me feel like I'm not the one to do this work, that I am not here to be listened to, right? All of those wounds of being small and shrinking and not taking up space. And that has all been running the show. So calling that out and identifying what that is now in like comparison and compatibility with your personal Chiron placement is massive. I mean, this is your journaling date, your therapy session. This is sit with yourself and let something finally be seen. Because that happening on April 16th is when you are really going to understand who you are and why you are. Because we change, we evolve, we move through these different life phases and identities and things that really define us. And then all of a sudden they don't at all. And it's hard to understand where to go in that. We have this like unmoored feeling, like I'm a buoy out to sea. And that can be a little rocking. But then on April 17th, we have the new moon in Aries. And this is a literal green light for anything you want to start. A new project, a new chapter, a new version of yourself. The doors are wide open. And after that Chiron illumination happening the day before, this new moon is asking, now that you've seen the wound, what do you plant in its place? So when we do shadow work, there is a hole left because we have brought something from the darkness into the light and we have this lack of identity because what we identify with is the shadow, is the trauma, is the wound, is the identity around what we've built from having that experience. When we do shadow work and we integrate it into ourselves and it's no longer me and all of that shit over there, there's a space. And a lot of times people want to rush to fill that space with anything, with food, with drugs, with sex, with alcohol, with numbing, with things that take you out of your body, with travel, with TV, even with a book. Like there are so many ways that we seek to find comfort in that uncomfortable space that we've created. And this new moon says, here's your seed. What do you want this to represent? This is what goes in that space that you've created, that you've just dug out through the shadow work that you've done this month from your Chiron, because it is so gaping that you'll fill it with anything. So if you get really intentional about what you want on this new moon in Aries and put that in the place of the shadows that you've excavated, woo, you are unstoppable. You are moving into a space of clear direction, of decisiveness, of actually believing that this can and will happen for you. And then we have so much going on towards the end of the month. Three planets piling up in Aries in 2 days. We have Saturn, Mercury, and it's just a lot. All of this Aries can be really intense. Say what you mean. Build what you've been talking about. Put the structure underneath the dream. Give it wings to actually fly. And this can feel heavy because Saturn always does, the daddy of the sky, sky daddy. But it's productive heavy. It's forcing you to look at the actual structure so that what you build on top of that is guaranteed to not collapse. And we don't want things collapsing on us. And the real star of the April show is Uranus in Gemini. This changes everything. And I mean that literally. Because on April 25th, Uranus moves into Gemini. And this is not a regular transit. This is a generational planet. This is going to affect us until 2033. That is a long ass time. Uranus was in Taurus, the earth sign, money, material values, the physical world, since 2018. So think back on your life. What was the common theme in 2018? That 7 years has shaped you and changed you. And this is the Uranus is the unexpected planet. It's the god of unexpected things. Things come in, you're like, holy shit, that blindsided me, that came out of left field. I did not see that coming. And because it was in Taurus, things that we thought were permanent, your financial situation, your health, your body, your romance, your relationships, things that felt really solid, really stable, certainly or suddenly became destabilized. For me, my health from exactly 2018 until now, where it's probably like the worst it's ever been, but I feel so great, which is really interesting. I went through so many health things. I broke my ankle. My dog ran into my knee and tore my MCL and fractured my knee. I have a compound fracture that will never heal because it's like styrofoam being closed. I got a lot of fibroids. I had surgery for fibroids. The fibroids came back. I've lost more blood than I can make. I had so much instability. That was just in my body. And of course, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know about my quantum crumble. 4 family members died. I lost my dad to pancreatic cancer. My mom was in the hospital. My husband went to rehab for alcohol. My dog had 3 surgeries. Our car needed a new engine. We moved. Like all of these things that were so stable and calm and just like chill became destabilized. And so this is what Uranus does. And we are coming out of that, which is great news, especially if you're a Taurus. Hello, praise the gods old and new, because that rocked me to my core. Now that we're moving into Gemini, the air sign, communication, information, technology, how we talk, how we think, of course, AI, how we exchange ideas, all of this brings radical change to communication, cooperation, and how we interact with each other and the world. And we'll be in this energy, like I said, until 2033. So the way that information moves is about to get completely rebuilt. Things that we can't even conceive yet, like before the internet and then there was the internet. Like obviously we've already had the rise of AI, but there's something even bigger coming, something that is going to change this even more. It's an absolute new era that gave us so much before, and now we're going into a whole new time. The last time that Uranus was in Gemini was in 1941 to 1949. That era gave us the invention of television, the dawn of computer technology, the complete restructuring of global communication after World War II. We are about to have our version of that. So if you think that it's already gotten crazy with AI, like you don't even know what's coming. And I don't either. It's not like I know, but we know that we don't know. And for you, for an individual, so that's like on the collective scale. On the individual scale for you, this is your voice, your ideas, your local community, the way that you process and share information. The way that you've been communicating is about to evolve, whether you choose to or not. And the people who lean into this evolution, who experiment with new ways of being heard, who stay curious and adaptable, those people are going to thrive in Uranus and Gemini. And the damage, the rubble, the destruction that was done in Uranus and Taurus is going to start correcting itself in ways that we also can't see yet. So things are changing faster than we can even comprehend, but that's Uranus because it moves so fast. And this, of course, is an invitation to revolutionize how you receive and transmit spiritual information. New downloads, new channels, new ways your intuition speaks to you. Allow yourself to be happily and openly surprised by what is possible now. And things that you may have never even experienced might start happening to you. So to wrap this all up, the first 3 weeks of April, especially, use them. Like I said, all planets are direct until May 6th, which is a beautiful energy to have in Aries season with so many other planets in Aries. No retrogrades. That runway is clear. Go for it. Green lights all the way. Your favorite song's on the radio. The windows are down. It's the perfect temperature. You are just like cruising and having the time of your life because you are finally allowing yourself to have some fun and enjoy all of the things because Uranus isn't squashing so much anymore. But also remember to slow down before you act because Aries energy is super impulsive. It could also be really combative and taken the wrong way. So give yourself that beat before you make any huge decisions. Sleep on it. Talk to someone about it. Go through what you're going to say, or just give yourself a really nice tune into your intuition to allow yourself to say, this is right for me, or I'm just being reactive. And then, of course, the new moon, plant the thing in the hole of what you've excavated. But the key here is the excavation. You need to excavate. So on that full moon on April 1st in Libra, do your shadow work. Get your shadow report down below so that you know exactly what it is that you're working on. Look at all of your relationships. What's working? What's not? What could use tending? What could use editing? What could use shifting? And do that. And this seed that you're planting on the new moon on the 17th isn't a list. We're not doing a laundry list of all of the desires that I've ever had in my entire life. One thing, one clear intention for what you're beginning in this new chapter of your life. Aries energy is singular focus, where Libra is more of like a shotgun, a spread out, an opening, because they're like, hey, over here, over there, I'm thinking about you, I'm thinking about you, I'm doing this. They're like the community, right? Aries is the individual. So bring that laser focus in on that new moon, and you will see how having one singular focus can expand into all of the things that you actually really want. We all want a list of things, right? I know this, of course. I want 1,000 million things in this life. I can think of 20 off the top of my head. But if I pick one and put all of my energy behind that, that's better than trying to do all 20 all at the same time. And while Aries energy might make you think that you can do that, you are going to get much further by going in one direction and allow this Uranus and Gemini movement, because it's happening towards the end of the month and, of course, until 2033. In these final days of Uranus and Taurus, start thinking about the common theme that happened in your life since 2018, the rattling things, the things that shook you to your literal core and made you be like, can someone please make it stop? Because we all have a version of that. And if you think back through this year from 2018 to now, I'm sure there are things where you're like, oh yeah, that, and then there was that, and there was that, and there's this common thread. Think about that common thread, excavate that common thread, and that is the shadow work that you are doing as you move into this new literal era with Uranus and Gemini. It is so big. It is so major. This will absolutely change your life, and you don't have to have it all figured out. This is the beauty of Aries season. Aries season is, let's see what happens. Let's see where this energy wants to go. Taurus season is for figuring it out. This is for grounding it down, for slowing down, and for having that structure. Aries is absolute expansion. And I've talked about this on the podcast before. Every month is either expansion or contraction. Aries is expansion, full out, probably the most of the entire year. And Taurus season is contraction. Bring it all in. Let's take all of the lessons from Aries season. Let's make a plan. Let's get it down. Let's set all of this up so that we have the structure and we're moving with pleasure, with joy, with connection to the earth, with all wheels on the ground, knowing, okay, we learned a lot. That was really exciting. I'm also exhausted. Let's take a beat and start putting this into action. And this is going to be a month that you look back on and realize that everything changed. Maybe not right away, but in a year, in a couple years, you're going to be like, holy shit, that was when everything happened. And the more that you bet on yourself, the more that you are going to reap the rewards, the more that you are going to see that allowing yourself to be in this space of I'm all in on me, that is going to bring such fruits to your labor. The juice is going to be so worth the squeeze. I promise you, this is major energy. So big. You are living through genuinely historic astrological times right now. And not in a scary way, not in a I'm just hyping you up. Like, all of this changing all at the same time has never happened before. And when we look back, the last time Uranus was in Gemini, the last time all of these major outer slow moving planets were in other signs, they all point to revolution. They all point to big, massive change that set people, humanity, on a different course. And that is exactly what's happening right now. So you can't fight it. It's already happening. The best thing to do is figure out what your single point of focus is for this month and just let that flow. And do the shadow work. Grab the Chiron report down below. Let me know how it goes for you, because the messages that I've been getting from this are insane. People are crying. People are saying things finally make sense. I'm getting like stories from people and I absolutely love it. So do your report. It's totally free. Let me know how it goes. You can always reach out to me at magic@lovelightandblackholes.com and go forth and be your best, wildest, most fucking embodied self, because this is the time and you are going to be so much better for the risks that you take this month. Thank you so much for being here with me. If you love the show, share it with someone. If this episode conjured something in you, send it to somebody that you know needs to hear this. And if you really do love what you're hearing, please consider leaving a review. This helps so much. And of course, thank you for watching me talk with my hands in erratic ways on YouTube. If you are watching me there, I appreciate you all so much. Thank you for allowing me to have this space to share this with you and to share my passion and joy. This is big, and I want to see what you're going to do with it. And I can't wait to see how your life changes, because mine has already changed. I made a huge decision yesterday and it feels really good. And I have so much in the pipeline and I'm really, really excited. So let's do this together. Let's grow. Let's take the risk. Let's jump off the cliff and build our wings on the way down, because we know we fucking can. Love, light, and black holes. I'll see you next week.